guys.
Okay, gents, we'll take questions in the room. Mitchell, I'm sure you want to kick this off, maybe.
Sounds good.
Chris, obviously a clean sheet on the road today, and always makes the goalkeeper happy. What were your thoughts on the match today?
No, I was really happy with the performance defensively, too, just as a unit, too. Everyone was in the right places where they needed to be. We didn't give too much away. The few opportunities I had to deal with, I dealt with, and I'm really happy with the performance of the team today.
Awesome. Thanks.
David.
Chris, congrats on the win on the clean sheet. I know back in February we spoke after the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup, and I asked you about your performance. You told me that you were happy that you didn't like let the team down. Is it the same type of thing today? Obviously, the clean sheet's crucial. The times where you were voluntarily happy, you just were there and didn't let the team down?
I feel like not so much that now. I think the role of the goalkeeper is more, you're trying to manage the game, right? You're trying to make sure your team isn't in a position where, you're letting in soft ones or whatever. So I'm happy with my performance today because I feel like I was aggressive. I did what I needed to do and obviously came in with a clean sheet, right?
Absolutely. And to follow up, I think we were asking Coach Bobby about this. You know, you're playing a role of backup over the last few years. What have you learned during that time that has helped you now that you're starting for Forge, now that you're playing these key games and you're being crucial for the team?
No, I think being behind Tristan for those 2 years was really good for me in terms of learning even just small things, cross-taking, little details to watch in the game. So for me, he was really big in my development as a player. So even though I wasn't playing, I feel like it was one of the best things to happen to me in a way.
Thank you so much.
Steve?
Malik has really emerged in the last two games. What can you say about him? He made one great play early when they were pressing a little more.
Yeah, no, I think for us, Malik is someone who we've seen in training who does insane tackles, you know. He loves to defend. He's been doing that stuff for years now. For the last, 2 years he's been here, right? So it's great. I'm happy for him that now everyone is starting to see it, too, because it's always been like that.
You've got probably three guys out there with a couple yet to come that are pure defenders. What's that do for a goalkeeper?
No, I think it makes me really happy, right? More clean sheets, the better. I think we all take a lot of pride in keeping it clean at the back and being organized and being set up well. And so the fact of having those guys there, it's really good. I love it.
Neil.
Chris, two games into the campaign, but you guys have been at it for a while with the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Do you feel like this team has gelled quicker because of that long preparation, that long runway that you've had?
Yeah, I feel like it's been like a three-month preseason, you know? So, we've had a lot of time to gel, to get to know everyone. I think we've definitely, we're trying to be as organized as possible. So for us, the communication between the back line and everything like that has been amazing. So I think the extra time we've had to gel has been perfect.
Joseph.
Chris, Coach Bobby said that this is your moment. You are the chosen one. Can you tell us how you're feeling, especially being so young and having like a good defense? How is the chemistry between all the other guys, Malik, Parra, James, and especially you in your position? You are so young. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling? How is everything working so far?
Good. Obviously, being behind Tristan for 2 years, you know, I wasn't even sure if I was going to get my shot. So the fact that it's emerged like this, I'm just hungry to take it, right? And between all of us, we're really good people. We communicate really well. So I feel like it's been easy for me to transition into that role. You know, we're constantly speaking, talking, giving each other ideas every training session. And so I think this is just the beginning too. So we'll see where it goes.
Chris, a lot of people are telling that you have a GPS on your gloves and on the ball. Is that what you believe? Because no matter what you did today, that the ball was all the time in your gloves.
I mean, I take that as a nice compliment, but I mean, GPS in the gloves, huh?
It's a new nickname, maybe, GPS.
Oh, no. GPS? I don't know. Yeah, no, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Brandon.
Bobby spoke a little bit earlier as well about the relationship that you have with Justin. I'm just wondering if you could go into that a little bit more, in terms of how he's been able to push you to get better and how the two of you have been sharing the role right now.
Yeah, I know. Me and Jasim have a good relationship. He was training with us last year or 2 years ago. He trained with us for a little bit, and he's a really good guy. So we got dinners together. We have a really good relationship every day. It's just trying to push each other to be better. And, even for me, training with Tristan and having a spot where I wasn't really competing for the role as much as I wanted to be competing in training, and I was. So it's now, it's good, we push each other. Every rep is, you're watching him, you're watching yourself, and you're trying to be as sharp as possible, right?
You're good, Chris. Congrats on the clean sheet.
Thank you.
Any other questions for GPS here? Robin.
Well, I guess it's sort of been covered, but like over the years, I would have, I'm like the League One guy around here, so I would have watched you play with Sigma.
Yeah.
And I mean, coming up to the big team, it was like Tristan Henry, will he ever leave? And Bajman seemed to also pass through too, and then suddenly you move your way up. But Bobby was saying something about to be patient in that, and are you sort of glad that you listened to him rather than maybe you trying to go to Europe or something like that?
Yeah, I think obviously as of right now it's been working out for me, so I just need to stay focused and continue what I've been doing. For me, it's always been, I know that once I do the work and I stay consistent with it, that something will come of it, and so I'm very happy with how things have turned out for now.
Chris, Mr. GPS, I got a question for you. From playing at the CONCACAF, it was one of your first games. Compared to that and now, how is your chemistry working together? How are you feeling more, getting used to your new role as the chosen one?
Obviously, going into the CONCACAF games, it was a very big game and a very big moment. So for me, these games now, it's just, this is where the real work begins, because these are the games that we need to win every game and we need to be sharp. And so I think over the years, just developing and making myself mentally sharp and positioning and all those things, I think everything's come to a nice little timing right now. And so I'm very happy with how things are going.
Do you believe that practicing with Tristan Henry make you like a better player?
Oh, 100%. Me and him had a lot of conversations throughout the years that I think definitely developed the way I thought about the game, especially because I wasn't getting many minutes like that. I think having a perspective from him, giving me insights on the games and things in training, just little details that I think really have made a difference for me and made an easier transition for me into the game.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room for Chris? Okay, terrific.
All right,
Chris, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. I'll be up soon with Martin and Max.